commercial real estate. Is this the time to consider a move? Let's bring in an expert. We have Marissa Manley of Commercial Real Estate Partners, an expert in a commercial real estate tenant representation. Marissa Manley, welcome to Bloomberg.
Sam, good afternoon. How are you today?
I'm great. So, Marissa, is this really the time if you're looking for commercial real estate? This is what, a buyer, a leaser's market?
Yeah, I would really say it is. There's some statistics out there. People are saying the market has bottomed, but if you look closely, I think it tells a different story. For instance, there are analyses showing what's called positive absorption in the third and fourth quarter in Manhattan, meaning more space came off the market than went on. However, if you look at that, 2.1 million square feet was the Bank of America. Another 2 million square feet was Goldman Sachs. So if you take those transactions out of the market, out of the statistics, you're looking at negative absorption, meaning more space coming onto the market for tenants of about 2 million square feet in the third quarter and another 400,000 square feet in the fourth quarter.
That doesn't sound good. More supply coming onto a market that doesn't have a huge amount of demand.
Well, that's right, but it depends on which side of the equation you're on.
Right.
Tim, so for tenants, that is indeed good news, or at least the news is not a reversal of the trend suggesting a bottoming of the market, but rather that opportunity will continue. And Tim, if we follow that same trend of thought and we look a little further down the road, we see, for instance, that Merrill, obviously now part of B of A, has about 2 million square feet of space in lower Manhattan that by public records is coming to expire in 2013. So, you know what? Is that really going to be space that they're going to want to stay in, or is that going to come on the market? B of A has a couple of leases expiring in 2013. So we see that a market heavily driven by financial services, we see that their activity alone can swing the market, that the market is still putting more space on the market than tenants are absorbing. And we see, based on the public data, that is likely to continue for at least several years. Our own Mayor Bloomberg is saying that he doesn't think he will see job growth to equal the current previous level until about 2014. So if we don't have job growth and if we have more space coming onto the market, Tim, I think the story is opportunity for tenants.
All right. In fact, we're going to continue the conversation with Marissa Manley of Commercial Real Estate Partners and talk specifically about the kinds of big concessions that many tenants are getting. All right, tomorrow night might not be able to pay the rent, but you might get some good terms from your commercial landlord. Let's find out more from Marissa Manley of Commercial Real Estate Partners. Marissa, you're talking about this glut of supply in commercial real estate, meeting not a huge amount of demand. What kind of concessions? Can you give us some examples of what's been happening in the real market?
Sure, Kim, and I think with tenants, there's always three things they tend to focus on. Cash for build-out, extended free rent periods, and just flexibility for their business operations. And on the cash side, Tim, what we're seeing is that landlords are more willing to give more cash, and they're also more willing to let that cash be used for things like furniture, things like phones, extended free rent, moving costs. Very typically, Pam, a landlord will say, you can only spend my money on things in my building, hard walls, wiring. But now they're being much, much more flexible. We are also seeing extended free rent periods. In some cases, Pam, transactions we're seeing will not provide positive cash flow to the building owner for 2 years or more.
For 2 years or more?
But this is what we're seeing in some transactions, particularly where there's an extended lease term. Now, where the tenant is favoring a very short lease term, which is one way tenants can get flexibility, you're certainly not going to see that much of an extended free rent period. But for those who are willing to go longer, the extended free rent period, along with other concessions, really can diminish the cash flow that owners are seeing out of these transactions. And then, Tim, the third big element for a tenant in terms of concessions is flexibility. And that flexibility can be in the form of how do I grow or how do I walk away from this transaction? If it doesn't work out, if my business needs something else, can I get out of this with a fairly low cost in a few years? Again, the market is much more receptive to that type of transaction, Pim, than it has been for many years.
It seems as though also that landlords are negotiating faster. They're making a deal happen a lot sooner than you would expect.
You're absolutely right. I think landlords, of course, are aware of the fact that there's a lot of supply and relatively less demand in many markets for many buildings, so they want to move quickly, and frankly, they want whatever cash flow they can get, they want to get it in.
Is there any specific type of building that if you are looking for space, you got to stand a better chance of finding these kinds of concessions that you're describing?
Pam, I would say the answer to that is no, but the question is a good one because every building is its own micro market. And if you've got a landlord that's very, very stable, that has had relatively few vacancies and really hasn't been involved in the bubble of the last year or so, they frankly may not be so eager to make a deal with the big price cuts unless they have lease expirations coming up. So what this means, Tim, is you always need to know the particular situation affecting a given building that you might be interested in.
Can you give us any particulars when it comes to actual amounts per square foot, just so we have in our mind an idea of what actual costs are?
Well, certainly, Tim, we have seen transactions where the asking price is in the 70s and the taking price is in the mid-40s.
Wow, 75 down to the mid-40s.
Yeah, and I would think, I think some of the landlords are coming off those mid-70s and higher asking prices because they really don't reflect where the activity is in the market. And if you look at the broad range of statistics and talk to a number of tenants out there, I think we see much more in that mid-40s range than we have for some period of time. We're even seeing avenue buildings, Penn, in New York, where the rents are going in the high 30s and the mid-30s.
What does this lead you to believe about the value that perhaps a lot of the loans on these commercial real estate projects, the value of the loans that are carried on bank balance sheets?
Well, I think what we're seeing there, Penn, is the surprise that we haven't had the distressed assets and the fire sales yet. And I think what we've seen and what we read about is that lenders are working with their borrowers right now. So if the building value has fallen dramatically from the peak, but if the borrower is still making payments, the lender may be easing up on some of those loan covenants right now. Remember, though, some of these buildings were purchased on a speculative basis, anticipating near-term expiration dates. The building would empty up a little, and the landlord could raise the rent and justify that higher price. But now when these leases expire, and if you can't get the higher rent, that's when we may be seeing some of those assets come to the market, Pam. So that is still a cloud.
The talk about this whole idea of high availability rates, are you seeing that in more and more properties?
Sure we are. Again, let's look at availability means something that may not be vacant yet, but it's going to be on the market within the next 12 months. So I've given you an example of B of A and Merrill having leases that are coming due soon. We're going to see some of those moving into the availability rate. Right now, availability in Manhattan is about 13%. So well above the vacancy rate, well above the equilibrium rate of about 10%, where landlords and tenants are fairly evenly balanced.
And is that 13% rate, is that historically high?
It's pretty high. It's pretty high, Pam, and it may go higher based on what we're seeing in terms of low job formation, consolidation, and a general sense that structurally some of these jobs may be going away. Fewer administrative positions, so a real shift in the marketplace. So I think we're going to be seeing a higher availability rate before we see it go down.
Let me just bring everyone up to date on where the major stock market averages closed today. I'm speaking with Marissa Manley of Commercial Real Estate Partners. Marissa Manley represents a commercial real estate tenant. And Marissa, just to get you thinking a little bit ahead, I'm curious to know what you're seeing in markets outside of New York metropolitan region. Let me just bring everyone up to date on where the major stock market averages closed. The Dow Jones Industrial Average posting a decline of 20 points at 10,038. The S&P 500 lower by more than 2 points at 1068. And the NASDAQ at 2147, a drop of 3 points. Crude oil rose 70 cents a barrel to $74.45 for a barrel of crude. And natural gas up a